All right, Reach, we like to do the Friday forecast. Yes. We stole it off AFL 360. They can get stuffed. Here it comes. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I have Friday on my mind. Bom, 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 bom. This is where we take a look at our sure thing, our most at stake, and our doomsday scenario. Yes. When I say they can get stuffed, that's in jest, Rich.
That's your editorial comment?
Yeah, no, no, but it's a little bit of fun. Right. Your sure thing for the weekend?
Port Adelaide cannot win tonight. And I mean that in the context, if they beat St Kilda, people will say, oh, you've just beaten another bottom 10 team or a non-top 4 team. So they cannot win in that argument about where they stand in the premiership race.
Knock me down with a feather. So you've taken a negative approach to it, have you?
Oh, no, that's a sure thing that will happen tonight.
Do you reckon?
They win tonight. What do you think people are going to say? Prove it to us against GWS.
What do you honestly think will happen tonight?
That they'll win.
But how much?
Three goals.
It's really?
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of heat in the kitchen.
Well, you know,
they'll win by six,
you know,
or
Ross
seven.
Will tighten this game up considerably.
Yep. And they will. They're looking for a response.
But if they win on the scoreboard, do you think they win on the bigger picture of where they stand in this premiership race?
If they win by 5, 6 or 7.
But people
people will say it was only
flat track bullies again.
Yeah, you can only beat who you're playing.
I get that. But in the big picture, until they claim those big scalps...
They win by 5, 6 or 7 tonight. They've done their job.
What's your sure thing?
My sure thing is for the second time in season 2024, both South Australian clubs will win. Adelaide will win by 6 or 7 and Port Adelaide will win by 6 or 7 goals. What's your most at stake?
Gold Coast Suns, that game against the Eagles. If they were not to win that on an Eagles side that doesn't have Harley Reid, what were you saying then about Damien Hardwick's influence on the Suns?
Yeah, well, they're gone if they don't win that one, but I think they will win it.
They've got a lot at stake.
My most at stake is Fremantle, Roach, taking on the Western Bulldogs. Fremantle, after a good start, now at 3-3, dropping a game at home, and I think they will lose to the Western Bulldogs. Yeah, I think the slide may begin, so I think it's a huge game for them. Both sides fighting to make the top eight. It's like an eight-point game. So, and I also want to throw in... Elliot Himmelberg. Our panel operator, threw his name up, and I agree. We spoke to Scott Burns about him. You just wonder how many chances he's going to get. He'll probably be off to GWS next year, but he can play, and he's 202 centimetres. He moves well. And I know Mark Bickley said once he's not called the Big Easy for no reason. You know, everything's too easy for him. He needs to get his hands dirtier a little bit. But he's got some upside. He's kicked 4 in a showdown. I think this is a really big game for Elliot tomorrow. Your doomsday scenario.
Well, imagine what would be the case if Adelaide lost to North Melbourne. And then on top of it, they get loaded up with injuries in the lead up to the first time we get to see the showdown on national free-to-air TV as a standalone game.
That's going to be huge. And that's Adelaide's home game, isn't it?
Yeah. They would be doomsday for them. They've built up this whole argument about getting... You know, off the backstage onto the front stage. Finally, Tim Silver's won the argument. We want the showdown in a home and away season to be on national free-to-air TV with nothing competing against it.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to choke, would they?
No, they would not.
No. But they've been the underdog in previous showdowns and they've performed. So, yeah, they wouldn't want to falter here.
No.
You just feel like Port Adelaide's due in that one. Mm. My doomsday scenario, which is the worst possible scenario. We don't want it to happen, but similar to yours, that Adelaide and Port Adelaide lose. I think the natives would get very, very restless.